Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
So we're starting this episode. I've got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder.
You're pissed.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I'm irritated.
You shouldn't be pissed. I'm pissed at you, actually.
What the hell are you pissed at me about?
You
have
me
no
a
grounds.
Video. Yeah, absolutely I do. You sent me a video of this immaculate, three videos, of this immaculate cabin that you own and can visit at any time. I am somewhere that I do not own anything.
This is making me feel better.
Yeah, so fuck off.
This makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Great. So this was going to be my rave, but I'll just talk about it now.
Okay. Fine.
So,
you know,
feels good to talk about it in this moment because I'm mad at Ashley about where she's at, which I'll let you explain later. But this right now.
But give me my moment. Yeah.
I'm going to take a moment to, you know, whatever. So anyway, this is a rave. Chris has been working his little tushy off on our other Airbnb. I've talked a lot about it over on Patreon. That's where you get your Friday
episodes.
Do they
even know? Do you Tuesday people even know? I don't even know.
Do you even know?
Do you even know? They bought another rental property.
Yes. Beautiful. So we've had the Zigzag Chalet for quite some time now.
Yeah.
We love it. It's become... So between real estate and the Zigzag rental, Chris is really loving it. And so we got another one, and it's Zigzag's sister. It's called the Hoodland Hideaway. It's a bigger house, so it can sleep up to like 10, I believe, is
yep,
10. And we don't have like an Instagram for it. It's not technically live. It's getting photographed today. So it's going to be live within a matter of days. But we'll put info on the Zigzag Chalet account. So Instagram, it's at ZIGZAGCHALET. That's where you can find the link to stuff. Yep. But it's really cool. It's cool. And Chris has worked really hard on it. And it's like so cool to see it come together because – for a while, it's just been like not shambles, but like a lot. It's just been a lot of work to get things like this going and to make it feel special and to get it how you want it. And it's expensive and it's effort and it's time. And it's awesome to see it like
come
together.
Like
we're birthing a little
John.
Baby into the world.
Yeah.
And people are going to be able to like check out our baby. And it's like we're very proud of our baby.
Yeah. So, and they can stay inside of your baby.
They can
have a lot of friends.
Baby.
It fits a lot of people.
They could have our baby. We're giving our baby.
You can have their baby for a price.
Yeah. Pennies on the dollar when you think about it that way.
Right. That's true.
You know? Yeah. So this
I was showing
John
the videos.
Yeah.
And he was like, did they get it all furnished? Or like, did they have a designer? And I was like, no, I think they've just been, they source everything. And then you mentioned Chris's mom is really good at this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, they've just been going off, you know, calls, having a heyday, trying to find stuff on OfferUp. It really is a talent. That's what I sent you. Like it's a talent to make it feel like clean and nice, but also cozy and comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's a it's got the mountain edge, but not like super rustic mountain vibes, but very much It's a like hideaway. I'm in the mountain. I don't know. Yeah. It's a hideaway.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the zigzag chalet is in the forest.
Yep.
That one's more mountainy, and this one's like on a golf course. And so they're different. They're complementary. Mm-hmm. They're different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun. I like sourced a lot of things on like OfferUp. And then Carrie, Chris's mom, has this knack for just, I was like, a lot of times I'm like, hey, Carrie, here's 20 things I got because I liked it. And it's,
yeah,
I'm vibing it. And then she's like, oh, we should put this here and put this here. Mm. And what if we, these kind of go together. What if we did this over here? And so it was a fun little team.
So she's got the vision. Yes. Because
she really staged it and propped it up. And then mm-hmm. she would set her loose. We're like, if you see anything complimentary to this stuff, like, you know, so she brought in some art. And so it was really like teamwork.
Oh my God.
You know, and Chris did the heavy lifting. The guy did it. Fucking so much work.
Yeah.
So anyways, you're coming to us live from Long Beach and you took Instagram stories moments before coming here.
I did.
At what looked like absolute paradise, a rooftop pool with this other area where people were playing cornhole with turf and the kids are joyful running around. And I want to be there.
I know.
So I know. Bad. It's
honestly, I mean, like if you and I got married, we wouldn't have been able to have kids, but it does feel like our families. It just, we shouldn't ever not, like, we should live together. We should travel together. It should be a package deal always.
Yeah.
Because it feels wrong to be anywhere where you're not, you know?
When you took those stories, I felt like I was there. That's mm-hmm. part of the problem is I could envision being there. I could smell the air of California.
Yes.
And the lightness of it.
I know it is easy breezy
games.
Here.
Mm-hmm. And then I got snapped back into my reality in Tualatin, Oregon, which is not a bad one. But
I mean, it's beautiful. Your reality is beautiful, right? But they're like, but I need a snack. Yeah.
But it's not in California on a rooftop.
Right. On a rooftop with a.
So I'm like, wait, something's off with my world because that's
happening?
Where I'm supposed to
be there.
Be.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it turned into anger at you about it.
Yeah. I get it. Now I'm pissed at you. I threw my phone after you sent me the videos of your cabin. I threw my phone out the window on the LA highway. I said, the fuck of this. A
pool. Yeah.
You know, the bottom of the pool. Yeah. I buried it. Yeah. Pull over, John. I got to bury my phone. I'm pissed.
I can't look at it for one more second.
I can't look at it for one more second.
Anyway, are you having the best time?
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't know if it's the best time. Well, I'm on this stupid Candida clean out thing. So, you know, my family likes to party, have a good time, and so do I. But Candida is like killing my vibe a little bit.
Yeah, it's killing
it. So I'm still drinking a little because, you know, it's not like all or nothing. So I had like two drinks yesterday. I did get a skinny margarita today. So it's just lime juice and tequila. Yeah. But I've been vibing on some gummies, which is, you know, nice. So,
I grabbed a good time. I grabbed a little Topo Chico Marg.
And what do you think? I feel like the Topo Chico seltzers were a little bit of a miss for me.
Yeah. It's a little sweet. You know what I had the other day at a friend's house? And you've talked about these before, the High Noons with tequila.
Can't beat them.
With tequila. The lime and tequila.
Yes.
Pour that in a glass with
a rim. It tastes like a tequila cocktail. Yeah.
So good. So good. Mm-hmm. So you're there for Callan's birthday, right? You've been able to like see. I saw you were with your mom and your sisters and like that's got to be awesome.
Yeah. So we drove here, you know, the four of us. And we had one night before my little sister and then my mom got in. So we saw my older sister and Callan, my nephew, had one night with them. And then yesterday, the family, my mom came in, my little sister and her new boyfriend. I mean, they've been dating like 6 or 7 months, but it's the first time we've all met him.
Serious, yeah.
And he's bougie like me. So he chose this hotel. And the pool, when you go up to, it's on the 8th floor rooftop. And I would tell you the name of the hotel, but it's French, so I don't know how to pronounce it. L'Hermitage, Beverly Hills. It's they give you complimentary glasses of Veuve Clicquot or I would say Veuve Clerc. I don't know. You know that bottle. It's a very nice bottle.
Orange
complimentary glasses up there, and then it must be sponsored by them because it's like all the towels and the Jenga set has the Vuv on the side, and there's bikes and bar carts, and they all are splashed. They're like the Vuv yellow and Vuv writing all over. So anyway, but he's bougie and that's nice. You know, I get along real well with bougie people because I like
I respect it and appreciate it because I don't know these things. When people know the spots.
Yeah, he knows all the spots. I don't know any of the spots here.
And then you can just be a passenger and they're taking the wheel and you're like, I'm going to go to some cool restaurants or whatever because this person knows where the vibes are. Mm-hmm. I really respect that. Yeah. You know?
And he's fun. He's a good dude. He lives in Jacksonville, but I guess he does. He used to do a lot of business out here, so he knows places and people and whatever. And my sister's really happy with him.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is awesome because the last guy she dated, it was a little like, are we sure about this?
Which sister are we talking about?
Morgan, my little sister.
Okay. Okay. Yes. That's what I was thinking. Because it would have been a big deal had it been Sarissa because of Catley. That would have been a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No child involved. Yeah.
So my little sister is going to med school in Miami and she met this guy on Hinge. I said, good for you.
What's
Hinge? They met on Hinge, like an online dating thing, like a dating app or whatever. But I just feel like if I were single right now, I would for sure be on dating apps. And I know that they can suck. But my older sister is like staunchly against it. And I feel like in this day and age, it is. And especially I told Sarissa, my older sister, I was like, you know, maybe you'll get on there and you'll meet someone who also doesn't like technology and social media like you. But he's on there for the same reason you would be, to meet someone and then get the hell out, you know? Get on, get off.
Because those were not a thing when we became
single,
coupled up with, you know, and then there was just no opportunity to do that. They were not around until like after we got married.
Have been coming out like while we were dating or maybe in college, but also we were college age. And so there was no like, we were out all the time meeting people. There was no, you know, it was like,
because
I do feel like eHarmony's been around for a while.
True.
I feel that's like eHarmony is the Facebook of dating apps where no one's meeting on eHarmony anymore. They started it, but now it's only grandparents that are on eHarmony. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe which is how it is on Facebook too.
Yeah. And I don't mean this as a dig, but maybe Sarissa should go on like an eHarmony where maybe
responsible.
It's a little bit less like about riff-raff.
Hooking
exactly.
Up?
Yes. Yeah. All the things she's probably turned off with by these apps because eHarmony felt wholesome. I have a cousin who got married to someone
from
eHarmony. Yes. But and I remember that used to be like, oh my gosh, someone actually got married on these things.
Right.
But now I feel like if you were to run the numbers, I have no knowledge around this, but my hunch would be that most couples nowadays outside of college or school are meeting through dating these apps.
I would agree.
Right?
And I know a ton of success stories now because you're right. It used to be here, onesie, twosie. Oh, wow. It actually worked out on a dating app. But now it's like I have a cousin who met on Tinder, which used to be the hookup app. And they're married, happily married, been together for, I don't know, 8 years or something, you know?
Yeah. You know, playing this out with like Chat GPT.
Oh,
right. Uh-huh. And just this whole world. I think there was even a Black Mirror episode around this type of theme of like, it's essentially, it's so forward, it's almost making a loop backward to being like betrothed to someone. Okay. But I wonder if there's a world in the future where you're born and there's a little program that like, you know, as you get to know yourself and you become someone or whatever, that like crunches some numbers and is like, oh, your maximum happiness level is with this person who lives in France.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know? I also just read two books by Christina Lauren. It's a best friend duo. One's Christina, one's Lauren, whatever. And they write romance books. But one of them was called The Soulmate Equation. And in there, this guy invented a soulmate finder. It's like you do a blood draw and they have, you know, base match and then all the way up to put something. There's like base, silver, gold, platinum matches. And platinum matches are like very rare, but it's like 100% guaranteed that you guys are soulmates. And I don't know that this could be a thing, like if blood actually has anything to do with it. But in the book, it was very compelling. And then they, in the second book, So it was like this girl and the guy that created the app, they ended up, they were platinum match and, you know, fell in love. That girl's best friend was in the second book, which was called like Romance something. I can't remember. And they did a dating show. So she's an author of romance books, and she was cast in this dating show where they used a whole variety of like silver, gold, and platinum matches. She didn't know who it was. She goes out on dates with all of these guys. There's only 8 of them. And then the audience votes on their chemistry. No way. And then they find out at the end who was her platinum match. Like, did the chemistry match for what the, you know, equation said? And as I'm reading it, I'm just thinking like, this would be so cool if someone could come up with this. Yes. What a cool concept. And I really loved the idea of audience. It's like The Bachelor, but the audience gets to vote. Like,
yeah, some sort of like, you know, crowd influence. Yes.
Crowd influence to be like, we see clearly here, this is the one, not that one. Anyway.
Because they're not as close to it and having a almost even a wild card to it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in.
I know.
I want to check these out. Uh-huh. All right. Are you going to a lagoon? Here,
what? Oh, yeah. I was going to go to a lagoon today because there's one right near where we're staying.
What's even a lagoon? Hold on.
Yeah, look up. Lake? I think it's called like Colorado Lagoon in Long Beach. I don't know why it's called Colorado Lagoon. But I think it is called Colorado. Let me just see. Let me see if that's correct. Colorado Lagoon. I feel like it's something with a C. Yeah, it is. Colorado Lagoon. Oh, it's on Colorado Street. So that's why.
Oh, it's saltwater, right? So it's like a lake, but it's saltwater?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Hold on.
How do you, is, oh, were you Googling what a lagoon is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lagoon is a shallow body of water separated from a larger body of water by a narrow landform. Lagoons are commonly divided into coastal lagoons.
Oh, I see it.
But there is a larger body. What's the difference between a lake and a lagoon? Lagoons tend to be connected to marine habitats. Right.
Okay.
Whereas lakes are connected to freshwater. So we had it.
Yeah. We're right by the marina. So that checks out.
This checks out.
Yeah. So we were going to go there and then they invited us instead to their hotel. So we're here now for the day. And then we'll go back. And I told John we need to have an early night tonight because the kids are not, you know, my family is like me where they're sleepers.
Yep.
My family, meaning my mom and my sister, are sleepers and night owls. So I actually had to kick them out of my house last night. I started trying to do the wind down around 9:30.
Yeah.
Finally, at about 10:30, I said, you guys have to leave or I'm going to lose my shit. You know, I've never thought I would kick them out.
You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not drinking that much. I'm doing a little day drinking. I had 2 drinks yesterday. I'm going to have a couple today, but then I don't want it to impact my sleep. And they're partiers, you know? Yep. And the kids we're not in a huge house. So the kids got FOMO. They don't want to sleep. Well, especially when Callan's there, their little cousin.
So then
you're
juggling.
So then I'm up and I'm trying. Yes. And then, you know, if your kid doesn't sleep well, then it affects the whole next day.
Oh yeah.
Max been a little pouty today, rightfully so, because he has not slept great the last couple of nights. So I said to John, after we're done here, on the way home, we can grab dinner or whatever. We can do dinner with them. But then no one's coming back to our house. We're getting
down.
We're getting a chill evening because tomorrow's Callan's birthday and I want to be ready to go.
Ready to go.
Celebrate this 2-year-old in style.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so that's the plan. Yeah.
All right, our plan, we got hot topics coming to you, but
the hottest topic of all is mental taking health. Care of your mental health. Always. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always is, right? Enter always. Cerebral. Cerebral is a 100% online mental health service that offers expert therapy and medication management for anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, burnout, and more. And they want everyone to have a strong start to their mental health journey. So that's why they're offering strong start packages that reward you with a discount when you commit to a longer-term mental health plan. It's here for anyone that's looking to find flexible mental health care with a licensed and credentialed care team that they can truly connect and feel comfortable with. as I mentioned, it's 100% online, which obviously we're big fans of. I love not having to leave house to get really anything these days, you know. But you'll go online, take a brief assessment, and then receive a personalized care team recommendation based off of your needs and preferences. And then through the Cerebral app, you can easily book or reschedule your sessions, get your questions answered, and access additional mental health resources such as CBT exercises, which is amazing. CBT is, it's been so powerful for me. It's one of the few services, Cerebral is one of the few services that provides medication management online through a licensed provider if clinically indicated. So that means you can get both an expert therapist and prescriber through one platform. Plus, Cerebral offers medication shipping if prescribed. You can connect with your therapist on your own schedule. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen. 80% of members are actually able to see a provider within 5 days. And it's super affordable. They're available with or without insurance. So Cerebral is in network with several major insurers. And when you're in network, your monthly cost is even lower. 50% of Cerebral's clinicians self-identify as people of color, which is important to Cerebral to maintain this diversity so everyone who needs care can get the treatment they deserve.
Our listeners, yes, you, will receive access to Cerebral's Strong Start package, which allows you to save up to $160 when you buy 2 or 4 months of care in advance, depending on plan selection. Let's do this together. Make a strong start to a better you. Get started at cerebral.com/sip. That's cerebral.com/sip for quality mental health care that's accessible and affordable. Join Cerebral today.
Today.
So as you were reading that ad, I saw Chris go, you know, because I have my window open. I saw him go out to the car to get something. And then he out of the car grabbed what I'm about to share and he shook it like, you know, got to get these. So I
showed
me through the window and what those things are. These little things for Ben, I saw, you know me, I'm on Amazon, something gets served up to me.
Right.
It was like a sensory calming. There's like these like pulley, they look like worms, but they're like stretchy toys. And they're
like
supposed to be, and they're
with
supposed, they don't crunch though. They're more like gummy, like they're not gummy, but they're just sort of jelly.
Okay.
And they pull and they stretch really far. So on the description of these, they're sensory calming, kind of almost like a fidget toy for like car or, you know, even if you're having like a moment and you just need something like in your hands to kind of whatever. So I'm thinking, you know what? You can, those are always smart to buy. So I bought them. They weren't, you know, that expensive at all. It was an easy buy. So I show them to Ben and I called them. I was like, Ben, these are calm worms. Weirdest name
calming
ever.
Worms. Okay.
These are calming worms. Well, he embraced the concept quick and wants these worms now all the time. The problem is, don't buy them. Don't you dare.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, Chris is flinging the bag in your face like we need more of these. So I just exited.
You want to know what's happened? These have become the most stressful things for Chris and I because they get lost all the time. Ben always wants them near him. Like he wants to sleep with them. He wants them at all times. But then they get lost. They fall out of his pockets or whatever. And then it's so much stress to find these effing calm worms. We went on a hike, right? And he wanted to bring calm worms with him. So we brought two of these calm worms with us. And we go up to see the waterfall. We go back down. And he says, Mom, one of my calm worms is gone.
Oh, my
instant
God.
Instant tears. Just instant. And not even like throwing a fit or a tantrum or whatever. It was just like actual sadness that the bright pink calm worm was gone. And I'm like, these worms are going to kill me. So I was with me and my dad and Ben. That actually should have been my rave. Is like,
I think I'm
going to
buy these anyway, even though against your wishes.
Oh, God. Yeah. You're digging
a
grave
here. Look at these.
Don't do it.
What a good time.
You're making a huge mistake.
Well, are they the monkey noodles? Stretches from 12 inches to 8 feet. They got 15,000 five-star reviews.
That's those are them.
So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, you're making a huge mistake. So I tell Ben, you know, I'm with my dad and Ben, and I say, Ben, sit on that rock and don't move. I'm going to go. I'm going to take care of this. Uh-huh. And, you know, my dad, stay here. You know, just both of you stay, you know.
Don't move.
And I start jogging up this hike hill.
Are you kidding?
No, and I'm running, but I'm running, but I'm look. I've got my head on a swivel,
yeah,
looking for calm. Where's this bright pink calm worm? I go all the way back to the top of the waterfall, and I see this other little tater tot, this probably 2-year-old kid, swinging this calm worm.
And did you punch him in the face and take
it? Yes. Yes.
That's exactly what I would have done.
I might as
well. It's the only thing to do.
Because I went up and I was like, hey. And I was like, this is someone else's kid. And I didn't know where the parent was. And I was like, hey, yeah, that's our worm. And then the dad kind of looked at me. And it wasn't that the dad was challenging it, but he was like, hey, bud, did you find that? You know, or whatever. And I'm like, I looked at the dad. I'm like, yep, that's ours. Our son's in tears. Like, and I just sort of, it was sort of a tugging moment between.
Well, you're like, I just raised up the damn hill.
Other 2-year old, like, give me my worm.
Listen, dude. It's my sensory worm. What do you have to cry about, little dude? You're 2.
So people, that kid's
wipe
upset,
your butt
but
still.
I left him in the dust. I started, you know, running back.
See ya.
And the look on Ben's face when he saw me coming down with this bright pink worm, he said, Mom, you're the best ever. Like, he couldn't believe it. It's the best thing I've ever done for him. 2 hours later, it falls out of his pocket again at the grocery store. Could not be found.
Someone swiped it and they knew better than to just play with it where they picked it up.
Someone,
if I find a $100 bill on the ground, I'm not sitting there twiddling. I'm picking it up and I'm running. I'm getting out of there.
Jackpot.
You know what I mean?
So I whipped up this whole story. It was like, you know, someone was having a really hard time and they needed that calm worm.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you buy them, they come in a pack of 6, just give one at a time and have them at the ready, because they will get lost. It will be stressful. It will, blood pressures are going to increase. These are not, this is false advertising.
I need to know what ones you got. Do they have any texture to them, or are they just plain old Janes?
Let me see.
Because I found, I looked up, what did I look up? Sensory worm. And the one that has the most reviews, it's like 15,000, and they're called Monkey Doodles.
Oh, I almost bought those. These are, I bought the BUNMO. Oh, these are just textured, stretchy strings, 6-pack. Calming and textured. Monkey stretch noodles. Perfect fidget toys for anxiety and stress. Hours of fun. BUNMO.
All right, let me see if I can find this thing. And those are the hit. Oh, there they are.
I would not call it that. I would call it
they're a hit
unhealthy addiction.
Actually, they're a hit. That's interesting. They're supposed to be like, you know, help with, I was going to say mental health, which I guess that's a stretch.
Anxiety.
But, you know, except for they also induce it.
Exactly.
You know, they
this
create
is what
addiction.
I'm saying. Yeah. This
oh
is.
My gosh.
So buy at your own risk. Okay.
Okay.
We have things to talk about.
One more question. Do they get things stuck to them? Are they gross? Because you know how those sticky things sometimes get hair?
So far, so good
stuff.
On that.
Okay,
they're everywhere with us, and I have not noticed like Cheerio
crap
dust or hairs or crap
fuzz.
Or anything.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not sticky.
That's what we like. We don't like the crap. Okay.
They're not sticky. Let me know how your journey goes with those.
I know. It's going to be, first of all, going to be my rant in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I feel like I just handed you a voodoo doll. Like, oh, this is such a cute doll, but it's like cursed.
Yeah, it's cursed.
Bad omens on your way to your house, prime time. We have things to talk about. Taylor has released Speak Now, Taylor's version.
Yep.
Have you given it a spin?
I did. I gave it a play. I gave it a listen. You know, and she's got some good songs on there, of course. And I listened to the From the Vault tracks. But I didn't become a Taylor mega fan until 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fearless, Red, Speak Now are all a little bit like, but when she releases 1989, I'll lose my mind. Because it'll just be like, I feel like they sound very similar to the past, but just a little bit, like her voice is incredible now, I feel like. So it'll just be a little bit more elevated. And then
the production is insane. The production value is insane.
Yes.
On these.
So, I was excited about it, but I also played it and I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Schmeh.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Schmeh.
What
is your thought?
I like the Speak Now album. I wasn't like really looking forward to it. I just was like, oh, okay, cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as I was listening through, because I was a Taylor fan during Speak Now, and so I think that's it. And it I felt nostalgia, which was quite it's a nice feeling, you know. And then the songs landed different for me. Like when she sang "Dear John" the first time, it felt like anger.
Oh,
and then now, maybe it's just because we know her age or whatever, how far she's come and how long ago that was. Almost in her voice, it sounds almost reflective.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I really love the bonus tracks. And I find myself going to the two fast ones, the I Can See You and Electric Touch. And then I also find myself going to the When Emma Falls in Love. I just love the piano. It's really pretty. I like actually all of them. I like Timeless. I like all of the bonus tracks quite a lot. And this whole thing, I just feel so happy for her to take what's hers. She released a music video for one of the Vault tracks. And the big Easter egg, and I know you don't care about these, but did you see this Easter egg? And do you know
what I'm about to say? The 1989 one?
1989 is next.
On the bridge. I didn't see the video yet, but I saw a lot of people talking about this Easter egg. So, and it's 1989 TV, Taylor's version.
Yes.
The sign, so, right? So it's like that's coming next.
I cannot wait for the Vault tracks for that.
Yes.
Also for Reputation, because Reputation needs to be redone. That was not hers.
Yeah. Don't you think she'll wait? I think that she'll do, what does she have left? Reputation, 1989 Reputation and her original, her first one?
Self-titled. I feel like she'll end with the first one and maybe she'll end with
Tim McGraw.
I think maybe she'll make a complete circle.
Only because Reputation was just released right before all this happened. So I feel like, and I feel like ending on your first album is a little anticlimactic because that was like her very beginning, like not that, like she's such a better artist and songwriter now.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe she'll completely redo it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe not. I'm whatever. Whatever she does, I'm in.
And so there's a lot of chatter about a certain ex in 1989 potentially coming back into the picture as maybe a, like, something.
Styles?
Because she had Taylor Lautner on stage the other night at her concert.
Last night in Kansas City. Well, when you guys are listening to this.
Yes.
Yeah, Friday night.
So.
Yeah.
And he's now married to a Taylor. And so there was when she released the music video, which Taylor Lautner is also in, they recreated like the Spider-Man thing where the three Spider-Mans are looking at each other. It was like Taylor, Taylor, Taylor. And I saw this tweet where someone said, so interesting to me that one of the big narratives about Taylor is that she's this scorned person towards all of her exes. And she does write a lot of songs about love and heartache and all these things. But then turns out she's actually very friendly with her exes. And then she said on the stage at her concert that Taylor and Taylor, her ex and his wife, are some of her best friends.
Oh, really?
Which is like really cool. To think about, and then we've seen her and Harry become like not, maybe not become, but they seem friendly.
Yeah,
and 1989 was heavily influenced by Harry. You never know.
Yeah,
you never know. If Harry Styles and Taylor Swift did any kind of song together,
and, oh my God,
whether it be recorded or live, everybody would die.
This is why I do. Okay, so guys, she released her international tour dates, and I think we talked about this on Patreon as well, but she is playing in England. Well, she's playing in England a bunch, but in London, she's playing around Colleen's birthday next year. And, you know, Harry's from England. Mm-hmm. So, like, wouldn't it be something, you know?
To go
to that. Yeah.
I think we must.
I'll find out. So I signed us up for the, like,
must
verified fan thing. And it said they'll send us an email on the 5th. And then the email on the 5th said, look for another email on the 14th that said, we don't know yet what's happening. Check back on the 14th.
Keep looking for emails.
Yeah, keep checking back. So, you know, I'm checking back. I'll check back.
I would soon. Die. We'll move on from Taylor. Maybe we will.
Probably never. Maybe. But yeah.
Keep checking back. Check back in 10 minutes.
Check back. Easy. Check back in 10 years. See what we're talking
about. So I feel like this is old news because Taylor used to be off the grid prior to Reputation.
I'm so glad she's not with Joe anymore.
For like a year. And then even after Reputation, she was laying quite low with mm-hmm. Joe. Mm-hmm. And now she's everywhere. But we haven't seen. So she posted on her Instagram. Did you see the 4th of July pictures?
With the girls?
Yes.
Yes.
When's the last time we saw something like that from
her? Then I also saw. Not only was the 1989 Easter egg in the video, but people made reference to, she posted Polaroids, which are that's the freaking album cover of 1989, Polaroid pictures with her friends. And then also the girl gang, the girl situation where she posted mm-hmm. all these pictures with her girlfriends, which is very much an homage to 1989 era.
Yes. Selena was there.
I just love their friendship. I think.
I do too. It makes me happy that they have a they really have something
great through all the things.
Happiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of- there's a rumor that Selena is dating that. Have you seen the lead actor from The Bear?
Lip from Shameless.
I've never seen Shameless.
You've never seen Shameless?
Is it the same guy, Jeremy?
Yes, Jeremy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a rumor that they're dating, that they're paired up.
Great. Great.
I like that a lot.
I like it a lot. I like Selena a lot. I don't like her music we've talked about this. I don't want to be friends with her, but I just really like her.
You're
as a
rooting
human.
Hard for
I'm
her.
I'm rooting hard for her, but don't.
And
bring
he's
her
kind of an it
me.
Guy, I feel like a little bit.
He's
right
an it
now.
Guy. And I feel like he's when you look at him, you're not like you're super good looking.
But there's something about him.
He oozes something magnetic.
Yeah.
In Shameless, I had a boner the whole time. His name's Lip because his name's Philip, but they call him Lip. Oh my God. I was just sitting there fully torqued on the couch. Just whoa. Lip getting me lit. He's so good. He's so good.
I hope
show.
It's true.
I do too.
I hope
good
it's
for
true.
Her. Good for both.
Good.
Of them.
I hope it's true.
Great.
You know what I'm getting kind of tired of? What? And I haven't even seen it.
Oh.
The freaking Barbie movie.
Same.
Dude, it is
over
on my...
It's everywhere.
On my Alexa. When I wake up in the morning, there's pictures of them on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. It's all over... She's talking to me now. It's all over my Instagram. It's just... It's where did I see it the other day that was so random? It's all over my Twitter. It's just freaking everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And I'm annoyed.
Annoying. Yeah, it's annoying. I have zero desire to see it. This must have like just a massive budget.
Yeah.
For it, because this has like some of the most press that I've seen for a movie recently. Like I don't even think Avatar had this kind of press.
Yeah, I think that's off to their marketing team.
Yeah.
I think because like everybody knows this movie.
Everybody knows it's coming.
Here, soon, whatever. Yeah. But is it too much? Is there such a thing? And I think they've gotten there for me.
Well, and is it going to live up to the hype? Off. Like if you go see the movie, you're like, this is what you've been advertising? Because it's a pretty low expectation situation for me.
Same.
You know, maybe they knock it out of the park. I just don't see this being like a mega blockbuster hit. It's going
to
be dumb.
And they've sent, that's the other thing. They've sent like celebrities to like this Barbie house. Yes. Like I saw Chrissy Teigen's story. She was at like, Ken and Barbie's house. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Right.
She keeps talking to me. We changed our Wi-Fi. Mm. And so now every time she thinks she hears her name, and I'm talking about Alexa.
Yeah,
she talks for like 5 minutes about why she can't help me.
You're like, I wasn't like Erin Brockovich. I wasn't talking to you, bitch.
Yes, please stop. Mm-hmm. Please stop. Mm-hmm. And I can't make her stop. You know?
Right.
So she's gonna say
you don't
want to
be disrespectful, but
no, I actually it won't she won't stop. You can't get a word in edgewise. Okay. Have you heard of Threads?
I have heard of Threads. I have heard of Threads, and I've seen people threading.
Okay, so Threads is all the, this is like a big thing because it's another media platform that's been launched by Meta, who owns Facebook and Instagram, aka Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Just this is Zucks launched
is
by Mark.
Trying to make
this comeback. Is a carbon copy of the original Twitter, not the now Twitter. This is like a carbon copy of 2000 freaking 7 or 17, whenever Twitter came out.
Yeah.
This is like carbon copy, probably 2000.
And I've never really been on Twitter, so I don't know what it looked like then versus now. But I do remember it being all the rage. Like that's where we first had like firsthand interactions with what felt like interactions with celebrities, right?
Yes.
I think Chrissy Teigen, that's really kind of how she got super on the map was,
right?
At least I remember her a lot tweeting way back when.
Yes.
You know,
it's screwing me up a little bit. So I joined it. I joined You Can Sip With Us on it.
Okay.
I am threading on You Can Sip With Us. So if you guys hop on Threads, follow us at You Can Sip With Us, because I'm just going to thread a little bit and see how it goes.
See what goes on. Yeah.
Because everyone's going on there. So I'm like, well, let's talk. You know, I like that format.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm threading a little bit, and then I'm going to start threading a lot just for fun. See
just
what happens.
Thread. Yeah.
Threading. But it's disorienting for me because on Twitter, I have things set up. Whether I like their algorithms or not, I think I actually do like an algorithm of sorting things that they think I'm going to like, because there's a lot of threads or tweets.
Noise.
Like there's a whole lot of chirping that people do. On Threads, there's no algorithm.
Mm-hmm. And so, at all. There never will be?
I don't know if there ever will be. It just is what it is. It's a timeline. And so, and what it does is when you join, it auto follows everyone you're following on Instagram. Not everyone I follow on Instagram are people that I want to follow on Threads.
Right.
Like celebrity
pages. It's a very different platform. Yeah.
Betches and people who are threading, like, you know, I got like, I'm it's going to take some time to get this feed. And then the other thing I really like, and hit me up if you guys have figured this out, but on Twitter, one of the key things that I love is the trending page. So it'll like Speak Now comes out.
Yes.
Speak Now is the number one trend. I click on that and then I see all the tweets around that, and they show me the ones that are getting a lot of traction. So it's like quite interesting. Or a show is on, a finale is on. And then afterwards I click on that and
that's like a news source then. Whatever's trending.
I just love it. And on Threads, it's just a timeline of everyone's chirping and there's no trending, no by topic. But we started out with like, I mean, one day, I think I was there pretty early in the party. We had like, you know, 20 followers on Threads or something. And now we have like 1,800.
Oh, wow.
Within like 24 hours. It just launched. It's quick. So anyway, whatever. That's all the rage is Threads right now. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. I'm going to Twitter still, and then to Threads, because Threads is not Twitter, but I actually am liking Threads a little bit. It's weird. It's just screwing up my
world. It's a whole new world we're trying to find our place in. Yeah.
Britney Spears got punched in the face.
Yeah. Are you also hearing the rumors about her being addicted to meth?
No.
So remember, again, another thing we talked about on Patreon. If you guys aren't on Patreon, we do a lot of, we don't usually do hot topics here anymore because we do them on Patreon. And we also do like behind the scenes catch up. Yeah. This is because I'm on vacation, the way that things worked out. Colin and I got private readings with Erica when she was on our show with, you know, y'all that listened to it last week. So we put our private readings over on Patreon. So it's been a minute since we've catched up. So this is kind of like a Patreon episode where you're catching up, shooting the shit, and then hot topicking. So patreon.com/youcansipwithus. It's $5. You can listen to us forever because we've been on there for years.
Yeah, and you can listen to the whole archive.
Yeah, the whole archive of whenever we
is yours.
Launched it. Yeah. Okay, but what were we talking about? Why did I? Because we talked about this over on
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany. So I've talked about that over there. That I said, remember, I said Perez Hilton spoke. It was this was like 6 months ago or something, and he's like, I found out what it is. She's not under conservatorship. There's something going on because there was conspiracy of like maybe she's sick or something happened. And he came out and he said, I know someone that is, I trust wholeheartedly. I absolutely believe them. And it is not what you guys think. And it's not my place to say what's happening. And then another person that I follow that reports on celebrity stuff, she said the same thing. She's like, I found out what it is. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like I can talk about this. I don't think it's my story to share. Remember? And I talked about this on Patreon and it was like, what is this thing? And then in the last month or so, what's circulating over on TikTok is that she's addicted to meth. And that to me checks out with her behavior and what Perez and this other reporter were saying of like, I don't feel like it's my thing. Because with an addiction, you want to be very sensitive and like, you know, but that seems because there was talk of like, is she sick? Does she have some sort of disease? Did she get a diagnosis? But her behavior is very interesting. Her look is very interesting, like what she's, you know, her dancing videos on Instagram and the look and the black eyes and the so to me it does maybe check out a little bit with a and actually it was now her kid's not talking to her. So there was a report that came out, an article that came out recently that said that's why they don't want to see their mom. They saw the person come to the house and deliver the drugs and they were there when that was happening.
Oh, I hope so, that's not true.
Yeah. Or it is true when she gets help, right? Like,
right.
It doesn't seem like there's really any good. Yeah. There's nothing good that can come out of this Britney stuff right now. But if this is what it is and she can get help, and hopefully, you know, her children, because right now it's like they don't want to be around her. They're moving to Hawaii or something.
Drugs are terrifying.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the destruction to that. To the user's life and then also everybody collateral around them. Holy hell.
Yeah. So I don't know, obviously, if it's true, but that is, I've seen it several times now coming up. That's very strong circulating in the rumor mill. And I feel like it kind of does lend to what I had heard 6 months ago about, you know, because I feel like if you do hear that, you're like, oh, that's not my story to share. I don't want to be talking about or speculating on an addiction or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
For
those of you who don't know, when I said Britney got punched in the face, so what happened was there was an NBA player, somebody that she wanted to
say hi to,
mingle with or say hi to or get an autograph or something. And there's a video now on TMZ that shows like what happened. But the initial report was that she grabbed him from behind and that person's bodyguard clocked her.
Yeah.
Slapped her. But now the video shows she never grabbed him. She tapped him. And then the security guard reacted in that way. I mean, the security guard, maybe it was reactionary. The security guard was on it. But like Britney is also... How Britney. Do you not know it's Britney friggin' Spears?
You like, gotta know. She also has to, she's not walking around, but she had to have a camp with her. It's not like just her solo. You would think she also has a security team.
Yes.
Right? So, what the hell is that guy thinking? Oh, it does. Oh my God. Do you remember, did you see this a couple weeks ago? There was a guy that won one of the major, I think it was a major in golf. And one of his buddies, another pro golfer, came out and was shaking champagne and spraying him. And the security, did you see this? And the security team did not know that it was a pro golfer. And they came out and they sprinted out and they tackled him to the ground. And then people came in right away and like intervened and picked him up. But that's kind of what it was. This Britney Spears, it's different because it's a girl and it's Britney Spears and a male slaps her, right? Yeah. But this guy was literally, the security guard come running up and tackled him to the ground. And it was a pro golf, like a friend. He was celebrating and was spraying champagne on him. But the guy thought, security thought it was a fan coming from the, whatever. But it's very similar.
Their job is to be on alert and to protect the person they're supposed to protect. So... Mm-hmm. Anyways, but man. All right. Well, there's another burning hot topic I want to talk about, but it's going to be a longer conversation. And it's not time sensitive. It's the Kardashians. So we're going to talk about that.
Oh, and I need to catch up on that anyway. I think I've got two or three more episodes I got to catch up on. So I'll do that.
Okay. And we'll talk about it.
To Patreon.
Yes. Okie dokie. Okay, but the hottest thing you can do this summer, and I'm talking like hot as in like cool and sexy, right, is to have your meals planned out. Like there's nothing better, nothing hotter. And plan them out with HelloFresh. You get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. The pre-portioned ingredients are awesome. They help cut down on food waste, while step-by-step instructions make cooking a breeze, not a chore. It's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you're getting all the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for quality you can taste. I made bomb.com enchiladas last night with this like spicy little crema sauce and like green salsa inside. It was so good. I talked last week about like two of the HelloFreshes I've made recently made it to my faves list. Like the turkey shawarma bowl, you guys, yes. This is going to rock your world. I've tried a lot of different meal kits. I will never, mark my words, I will never, they would have to do something really, I will never cancel HelloFresh. They could actually do things, they could do whatever they want. I just love it so much.
I'm in
regardless, but they're the best, right? They're just the freaking best. And everyone who I know that has them absolutely loves them. And the peace of mind, right? Just having meals dialed in every single week, that to me is priceless.
Go to HelloFresh.com/sip50 and use code SIP50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/sip50 and use code SIP50 for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Hold on. I gotta pee.
What?
I have to pee. I couldn't figure out the lighting, but...
What?
So sorry.
Lighting? What do you mean, the lighting?
Well, I didn't know where the bathroom was or where the toilet was because they have... This is the bathroom, but there's like several... There's a door for the tub, door for the shower, and the door... But I don't know how to turn the lighting on, so...
So you couldn't see, so you were like blind as a bat.
I couldn't see. And then I also had to open their soap.
Oh, no. With the package.
Yeah, it was... You know, this is a very like nice hotel. So I'm guessing what happens is they give them a new soap that's wrapped every single day.
Right.
Yeah. So then I'm like, do I open this? And they know that I use it like... Or do they want it pristine? I don't. But
do you know what's a rant is when you get one of those little soaps, soap in general, where when there's not when it's the bar soap without a little somewhere
anywhere
to put it.
Yeah,
or if it's too flat, and then you start putting it on there, and then the soap kind of gets soapy on the bottom, and then it's just
sticks.
It's slipping and sliding everywhere.
It'll stick when it gets hard. Stick, and then you gotta
stuck.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a rant. That isn't. That
it's
is
just
a rant.
Like a greased little pig you're trying to catch on the counter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Or it's gonna nightmare. Slide everywhere in the shower.
Right. And so then I'm over there. I'm fumbling, and they have all their stuff laid out really nice. I can tell the cleaners came in. Right. They have everything like put together beautifully. And I'm trying to open, I'm trying to find the soap. So I see the soap, it's wrapped in the dish. So I have this moment of like, do I do this? Yeah, I want to wash my hands. So I open up the, because like in public, at my own house, I feel like, okay, if I go pee, I can go pee without washing my hands.
Sure.
But here, I feel like, I don't know how clean it is. I don't know if did they wipe the handle, the toilet handle where people flush? That's my thing.
Right. How clean is this and how clean am I? Right.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a
So I thought, I'm gonna wash my hands. Okay. Yes. I'll open the thing. So I open it, but I think I'm flustered or something. So I knock some of the skincare into the sink as it's.
Oh, no.
So then it's all wet. And I'm like, oh shit, do I dry this off?
Gotta dry it.
The towels are all folded pretty. Yes. So I thought, I'll just put them back here. and hope that they air dry by the time that they get down here. Because what they're going to think, they're going to think your sister came down and she rummaged through all of our shit. That's what they're going to think.
Yes.
All their skin hairs spread everywhere.
You know what? If that's what they're going to think, you might as well do it.
I may as well do it. What are you guys hiding here? What are you so afraid of? Oh, you don't like when I snoop? What do you have to hide?
Yeah. One of the best parts about house hunting is going into other people's houses and just, you know, seeing how they have things decorated, how they put things, how they...
I go over to friends' houses.
Oh, house totally.
Hunting, looking in the cupboards, looking in the
medicine
cabinet.
I'll do that. I'll check out what the cupboards look like to see what do they got in there. And then friends' houses. Oh, I love seeing what do you got? Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't open up doors. It's worry. But I like seeing, I like checking everybody's stuff out. I like out.
To get a lay of the land.
Yeah. Check out all their stuff.
But you want to be more inconspicuous than I was, which is slamming their skincare in the sink.
What if you literally just took all their crap out and had it just everywhere to see if they said something?
Tornado. Oh, that. Yes. They said, did you do this? No, the cleaners must have.
Weird. Crazy.
They were wild. Yeah. Britney Spears was in here doing some stuff. She was dancing. And
we're in California.
You know what happens. It's not far off.
Okay. What's your rant?
Well, I don't know. Let's just go with that because I didn't put any in my phone this week. So let's just talk.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay. I didn't. Okay. I'm going to come up on the fly. I can do things on the fly.
Well, then I'll go first.
That feels like we just talked for several minutes about that. So it's like, let's just do it, you know?
Okay. So Costco peanut butter is delicious. Here's the problem with Costco peanut butter and all peanut butter that has oil in it is when you open it up and you need to use it for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stirring that up gives
and it's
me
huge
and it's Costco huge size, and there's so no like way to get to the bottom where it's drier and then to get it turned into itself to get it
without spilling over the edges.
It's gonna be oil.
It's
everywhere.
It's an eruption. It's a peanut butter eruption. Peanut butter.
It's awful, and I don't know a good way to do it other than you just take it. Is the strategy to get a bowl, take it all out, mix it up, and put it back in? That seems like a hassle.
That seems like a nightmare.
I've never
done that.
And also,
you would lose some.
So what I do is I jab the knife in the center, and then I just sort of mix the top
for 10 minutes at least. Oh, just the eighth.
10 minutes.
You know, you really got to like.
I'm impatient. I just want my peanut butter toast or my peanut butter and celery, whatever the hell I'm doing. And so I just do, and then I just accept the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottom half of the peanut butter is real dry.
It's really dry and hard. And it's like impossible to
because
scoop or
spread. Because I did not properly mix it from the beginning.
Right. So I
and
did
that's
hear,
my cross to bear.
And this helps, but it doesn't like fully take care of the situation. But turning the peanut butter upside down and letting it like when you buy it, turn it upside down because then the oil rises. So it goes to the top. So then when you open it, you got to do this in advance, like 2 weeks. You put it upside down in your pantry for 2 weeks. The oil goes to the top. So then when you open it, the oil's at the bottom and it's not as much. It's easier to mix. But it's
this
still
a
not
hack.
A perfect
There's
situation.
There's
got to
be
hack,
other
but
hacks.
It's not perfect. There's got to be other hacks.
If you have a hack, could you email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com or thread about it and tag me in it? And we'll bring this. I don't know how to do what I just asked, but let's figure it out together. And then we'll bring, that'll be a hangover topic because people need to know. I don't know.
We're not alone. That's absolutely
I feel like a savage every time. The other thing is I've been getting their, I get their, what is it, artichokes that are like in that oil.
Oh.
Have you ever gotten those?
I've seen them, but I've never gotten them.
Any of their jars of anything like that. I also have like the pickled asparagus. And then you go to the jar's so tight. And when you go to open it for the first time,
Slosh.
I've had Chris do it, oil all over his shirt.
Slosh City.
Slosh City. All right. What's your on the fly?
I was thinking it's tickling. Because right now we've been having so much fun. Like right before I came down here, Mac and I were in a tickle situation. And
this is your rant or your rave?
Rave.
Okay, great. I thought this was your rant. And I was like, why is tickling
your
rant?
No, because I said I'm going to use the soap as my rant.
Got
so
it,
I'm tickling
it.
Mac and... Can you hear this? that giggle. That's my favorite. That. So he still loves it. Revy hates it, but Callan loves it. And Revy loved it when she was little, but now we do the respect where she says stop and I immediately stop. Right. But Max still loves it. Callan still loves it. So we were playing this claw game last night and, you know, nothing can stop the claw. And then you go tickle on and whatever. And they loved it. And then if they played music, so Revy got a ukulele. So if they play music, then the claw falls asleep. So this is like this game. My sister did it. Then John did it. My mom did it. And then it was my turn to do it. And then Revy wanted to be the claw. So she got the powers. But just those giggles, I guess it's not necessarily tickling. That's a part of it. But it's when they do that, like, unescapable giggles.
Yes.
Just like intense, true giggles. Oh my God. Makes it makes you not want to do anything else ever.
Yes.
Oh my God. I just love it. It's so fun. So I don't know if I'm on an expiration. Like, I don't know if Revy is like all kids, because I do not like, do not tickle me. I do not enjoy being tickled.
Nobody tickle me.
So I feel like at some point, like, they'll grow out of it as well. But right now I'm really enjoying Mac.
Yes.
Letting me tickle him and loving it.
Oh, it's an so equal cute. Love.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we end it, because I already did my rave at the beginning of the
episode. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have a freaking amazing
going
time.
Going back up to paradise.
Have a great time at your rooftop.
You know what? Have a great time at your sanctuary that you own in the forest, calling on the golf course. Yeah.
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 Thanks.
And you guys have a great time wherever you are.
Yes.
If you like this episode, you know, review it, rate it, give us a high five virtually, however you want to do that. Tag us on social, tell a friend. Don't forget to swag yourself out. SipSquadPod.com/merch.
That new merch is out and it's hot.
Hot. And you can sit with us always.
Always. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.